98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast. With Rebecca and Brendan.
Your little win is a small thing that's put a smile on your face.
Yeah.
But it's also a chance for myself and Brendan to hear the gossip in your life.
Yeah, we're naturally nosy.
Yeah, we love knowing what's going on with you. Your little win could be that you're having your family over for dinner tonight, but you're having a barbecue out in the back garden.
Oh yeah, lovely large corn on the cob, please.
I love the corn on the cob.
A tub of butter.
Loads of butter top. Yeah, delicious. Your little win could be that you have your bald cap at the ready because you are going to Pitbull at Marley Park tonight. Pitbull tonight is going to be supported by Lil Jon.
Who's Lil Jon?
So, you know, Usher's
Lil
Jon, Lil Jon is the lad who goes,
Oh my God, that's who Lil Jon is.
Or else it's Ludacris, but like, Lil Jon and Ludacris are both singing Yeah.
Do you think Lil Jon would perform Yeah?
Absolutely.
Really? Okay, great.
I think there's definitely another Lil Jon song that I used to play before I'd be going out to the discos.
Yeah, this is very much your genre.
Yeah, it is. Isn't it? Yeah. Turn Down for What?
Oh, yeah. Turn Down for What?
And Get Low.
How does that one go?
To the window.
Oh, yeah. To the wall. Yeah. Sorry. I actually do know a lot of Lil Jon.
So we definitely be doing Turn Down for What? Get Low. And then I'd say he finishes the set with Yeah. If I was to coordinate the set.
Yeah, lovely.
And then Pitbull will come out and he'll be like doing all of the hits.
Come on, just learned that I'm a fan of Lil Jon.
Yeah, Lil Jon. Absolutely brilliant. So Lil Jon's going to be in Marley Park later on with Pitbull. Maybe you're going as well. Or maybe your little win is that you were up watching the World Cup last night. I caught a bit of Spain versus Portugal.
Oh,
but then Love Island started.
Oh, yeah, the priorities.
Spain won. And did you see the USA were knocked out?
No.
Yeah,
so are all host countries
Belgium.
Gone now?
Yeah, no hosts remain in the competition.
It's a bit embarrassing, isn't it?
It must be awful when you're hosting and then you're not.
Maybe you're busy enough hosting, though. Do you know? You're like, you can't be playing as well.
Maybe your little win is like Chris, who's in Ballyfermot.
My little win is that I completed my first half marathon in Clontarf on Saturday.
Chris, fair play to you. Massive congratulations.
We'd love to hear your little win on 0877 98 98 98. Send us a WhatsApp voice note. Maybe you're going to see Lil Jon. Yeah. Brendan, what's your little win?
My little win this morning is that it is, I've spoken about this on the show a few times over the last few weeks. It's bin day today on my road. So everyone puts the bin bags out on the Monday night.
Yeah.
During the summer months when it's kind of bright, late into the night and very early in the morning, the seagulls are around a lot.
They used to rip mine open.
Yeah. So normally I would hear this, like basically all night long. For whatever reason last night, seagulls just, they weren't around or as present or as loud. So I actually had a really good night's sleep undisturbed by the gulls.
I'm delighted to
And I have my
that.
Window, I have my bedroom windows open because it was so warm last night.
They really seem to be tormenting you.
Yeah, I've had a seagull summer and that's not a positive thing.
You need like a white noise machine or something.
Yeah, I need something. But anyway, my little win is that last night I wasn't terrorised by seagulls.
I'm so glad to hear that. Maybe they were watching the World Cup.
Maybe they were. Maybe they were Spain fans. What is your little win?
My little win is that I got a spray tan on Friday because I was going to my friend's hen over the weekend.
Yeah.
And it's still going strong.
Yeah, no, you're glowing.
That's my little win. Now, I wouldn't say it'll last much longer.
Yeah, no, I think it looks good. Your nails are lovely as well.
Thanks, I went for a French tip.
Yeah, look, classic.
Very classic.
Classic.
Very not like me.
Yeah, lovely.
You swear I was in my bridal era again. But yeah, my spray tan, it's lasting well. And you know what? When the weather's good, it works.
It's nice to have.
With the outfits.
Yeah, a little bit of a base going on.
This is
lovely stuff. They are our little wins. No seagulls and a tan that's still on the go.
98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
We need to address something this morning. Something that happened on this show just on Friday gone.
Oh yeah, last week.
As you'll know, if you listen to the end of the show every Friday morning, 98FM's Mark McCabe joins us to pick, you know, a banger to kind of set us up for the weekend.
Get everyone ready for the weekend.
Friday just gone, it was a song by Eric Prydz. Let's just take a listen to our conversation from Friday.
Eric Prydz is the dude. The tune is Pajano or Pajuno.
Piano?
Or Pajianu.
We've been calling it Piano for years. Say the name again.
I think it's Pajano.
Pajano.
We've been saying Piano.
But some people say Pajinu. Well,
we've been saying neither of those things.
Well, look, it doesn't matter. It's a belter, it's a banger, and it's going to kick off the weekend.
And it's not Piano.
Is her
Pijinu.
I don't even know.
We have been, because we play that song on this show a lot.
We do, yeah.
And we both have been saying piano.
Butchered it for years.
Yeah.
My apologies to Eric.
Well, here is Eric Prydz saying the name of the song, and he created it, so he's right, okay?
Piano. It was released first on Pride.
It's called?
It's actually called Piano.
It's called Piano.
It's called Piano.
Yeah.
Piano.
It's just called Piano.
But he so spells it a bit differently.
Yeah.
So, I might start saying Pijinu.
I know.
I'll see what comes out of my
mouth.
Give
it a bit of flair. So actually, Eric Prydz's song that we've been calling Piano on this show for six and a bit years is actually just Piano.
We all have words that trip us up sometimes.
The words that you just cannot say.
Yeah, there's one for me, and we actually did like a brand collab with the theme was this word, and it was, I can't say it.
What?
No, I have. Every time we had to say it on air, I made Brendan do that line.
What was it? I don't remember this.
I'm going to say it wrong.
Go on. Oh, no, I know what you're going to say now, yeah.
Mischievous.
Yeah.
Mischievous.
Yeah, but I think you...
Is it mischievous or is it mischievous? Because I can never...
I think it can be
when I see that word.
I think it can be either.
I never pronounce it right.
Yeah, I think mischievous or mischievous.
But no, but it's either
both,
one or the
it's
other.
It's like tomato, tomato.
Ah, no.
I think.
Surely there's one way
to say it. I think they're both acceptable ways to say the same word.
Well, I just completely choke up and I just look at Brendan and hope that he says the line. I can't. It stresses me out.
Mischievous. Mischievous.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have a really simple one that I can't ever get and I will swap it out. So it's spelt W-O-R-R-Y.
Worry.
Yeah, I can't say that word. I can't say it. It's just, it doesn't come out. So I always say they were very concerned.
So what would you say now if you were yourself worried?
I'm in a sweat.
You never say.
I just don't use that word. It just doesn't come out right. The O and the R's together for me just don't happen.
You wouldn't be able to say I was very worried. Will you try?
I was very worried. I can't say it. My mouth doesn't make that shape. It's really weird.
I was very concerned.
I was in a sweat. I can't cope. Yeah.
I can't cope.
And for years.
I was having a mare instead of worried.
Yeah, I would never say the W word. And for years, I pronounced the word breakfast with a second R for donkey. When I thought that breakfast was breakfast.
Aww.
Imagine if I was like 98FM's Big Breakfast every morning. I'd be fired.
Sorry, sadly, that word's come back to haunt you. You have to say it 100 times a day.
I have to say the word breakfast 100 times
when
a day.
When did you correct yourself?
Somebody in college went, what are you saying? And I said, breakfast. And they were like, no, yeah,
there's definitely loads of words I can't say, but mischievous. Is a serious issue for me.
Well, I'm very worried.
You're worried that I can't say
you can't say mischievous. We'd love to know this morning, what are those words you just can't get your mouth around? The words you can't say. We've made a show of ourselves
many times.
It's a safe space here. Send us a WhatsApp voice note and just give it your best shot.
Yes.
Send us the WhatsApp voice notes with the words that you just can't say. We promise we'll laugh with you, not at you.
This is it.
0877 98 98 98. Eva is in
Tala. Hey guys, so I absolutely hate saying the word spelled B-U-R-G-E-R because everyone always slags me when I say it because I pronounce it with an E instead of a U. I say burger. So, yeah, more to fun.
Burger.
Burger. I say burger.
Burger. Burger.
Burger.
Burger. Which letter am I using?
Yeah, I don't know.
Eva, I think you can get away with that one.
I think, Eva, do you know what? I think it's okay.
Don't mind your friends. I think that's fine.
Yeah.
Here's Elaine.
The word I can't say is phenomenon. Phenomenon.
Do, 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 do.
Phenomenon.
Do, 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 do.
It is a bit.
Yeah, it's not the easiest one
it's
to say.
It's not an easy
no,
word to
No, it's
say.
Not. Paul is in Sandyford. You're on 98FM. Paul, how are you?
Hiya, how are you?
Paul, you're working away this morning. What do you do?
I'm a painter and decorator.
Oh, lovely.
And Paul, what is the word you can't say?
So I'm always going out to people's houses, and when I'm pricing, say, the outside of a house, I'd say, do you want me to paint your chimney?
Chimney.
Yeah.
With an L.
I think loads of people do
and
that.
All the kids and that used to paint me all the time, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, chimney.
Yeah. So, yeah. doesn't sound wrong.
No, you, I think you can get
it. I thought it was that for years, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. Has anyone ever pulled you up on it, Paul?
Yeah, somebody that I was looking at the house for, and the kids are always saying it to me as well. They think it's hilarious.
Fair enough.
I know, there's not really another word you could use for it.
No, I
know. That thing on the top of your house.
I know, that thing up there. Will I do this as well? You can point and say, will I do this?
Point at it, Paul.
Yeah, and I find it so hard to say it the way it actually is now because I've said it for so long the other way.
Yeah,
chimney. Yeah.
Yeah, it just sounds wrong.
It's like, now that you say that, Paul, I think I say handbag instead of handbag.
Oh, yeah. I definitely say handbag.
Yeah.
Like where's a bag, me handbag?
A handbag and a chimney. Paul, no, thank you so much.
No worries.
Back to page of the chimney. Fair play to you.
Hi.
And Hannah is in Balbriggan.
Hi. The word I cannot say is specific.
Oh, yeah.
Specific.
It's a tricky one.
Specific. I can't say that word.
Specific.
Yeah. I think a lot of the time people sometimes say Pacific instead of specific.
Pacific. Yeah.
I used to say Crips.
Crips.
Instead of crisps.
And my sister used to say, and now I'm tripping over
standard. I know, it's hard.
My sister used to say Lickstip. Instead of lipstick.
Yeah, someone's just getting the
just be switched around,
this,
you see.
This is a switcheroo.
Yeah, so anyway, we're specifically feeling mischievous.
Yes, and nothing to worry about.
Nothing at all. 98FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
Brendan's Big. 98FM. Brendan, you're starting with a funny story about a cat.
I am, yeah. A family in England say they got the fright of their lives when their cat came home one day, bright blue.
Oh dear.
What? Wilbur the cat, who's a girl cat.
Yeah.
Is described as normally being rather elegant, grey, black and white.
Oh, sounds stunning.
So her family were horrified the other day when she came home after a day of gallivanting and was blue.
I remember one time one of my cats growing up, Felix, he came home covered in oil.
Oh no.
He'd obviously been rolling around a puddle at one point.
Felix,
had to get him into the shower. It was not good.
Yeah.
But not blue. This is very unusual.
How do you shower a cat?
Yeah, I know. Don't even talk to me. He never liked me after that. But coming back blue is just very extreme.
Yeah. So like any family concerned about the colour of their pet, they went full Sherlock. Wilbur's owner, Sophie.
I love the name Wilbur.
Yeah, posted a photo of her now bright blue cat in a local Facebook group.
Mm-hmm.
At first, they did have concerns that Wilbur had been the victim of a paint attack.
Oh, no.
Not the case. It's all good.
Good.
So they were very relieved to learn she'd actually gate-crashed a neighbour's gender reveal party. Hence the bright blue.
Oh, the poor kitty. It's a boy.
But Wilbur's a girl. The neighbour, Holly, she'd filled footballs with blue dye and got her kids to kick them around the garden to be like, are you going to have a brother or a sister, right?
Yeah.
Sophie, who's Wilbur's owner, says it's been a job to get the blue out of Wilbur's fur.
I'd say so.
And there's still some stuck on her.
And you wouldn't want her to lick that.
Well, now, apparently the blue is actually fine. So Holly used cornstarch and food colouring for her gender reveal, which a local vet says is unlikely to cause
Wilbur any
harm. I'm
glad to hear Wilbur's going to be okay.
Yeah, so Wilbur's absolutely fine. Finally, I don't know if you remember this post-race interview from the World Indoor Championships. It went very viral a couple of years ago. Take a listen.
How was that for you?
Oh, it was amazing. I mean, it was such a strong race. You were all running so fast. Multiple running in the 50, so I knew I had to go out fast. I had Lika in front of me, so I wanted to be in front, and I could hear how fast she was behind.
So that is Dutch sprinter Femke Bol. She is an elite 400-metre hurdler and relay runner, an Olympic gold medalist as well for the Netherlands. And that interview was very viral.
Yeah.
She says her voice goes high-pitched only temporarily after races because of heavy breathing, adrenaline and vocal strain.
Yeah, yeah.
So she's gone like the clappers.
Yeah.
And then they're like, here, will you speak? And she's
speaking
like,
after.
I can't really, right?
Give me five.
Yeah, well, Femke now has a friend in Harry Kane. The England captain, understandably beyond thrilled that his team beat Mexico to get into the World Cup quarterfinals early yesterday morning.
Mm-hmm.
He was shouting and singing with fans and ended up, God love him, losing his voice. Here's how Harry sounded in his post-match interview.
Jordan, my voice is gone. Hello, just fell over there. I think it's okay. Just signed it over his arm.
Okay, well,
as for the performance, I think it says it all, the fact that your voice is gone. That was some contest to watch. What on earth was it like to play in?
We had to fight. We had to fight. Aww. I've just been singing there. I can't really talk.
Poor guy.
He needs a Manuka honey and vocal rest. That's also after Electro Picnic.
It is exactly what we sound like after Electro Picnic. That is Brendan's bit.
98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
Robo Hoover.
Loads of fab prizes.
And Matty Marco.
98 FM.
There is glitz, there is glamour, there are loads of prizes up for grabs. Welcome to Matchy Matchy. This is a game where just three words stand between you and lots of gorgeous hand-selected prizes. If you've never heard Matchy Matchy before, here's how it works. We give you three words, you shout back the first word that comes into your head after each, and if your answers match with either mine or Brendan's, you'll get your hands on all of these.
Hello again, Rebecca and Brendan.
Hello.
I'm firing up my barbecue to be won today. How about going to your favorite gig with this ticket voucher?
Ooh.
Also, cleaning has just got easier with this robot vacuum. It's a lot of prizes. Win immediately with Matchy Matchy.
Grazie mille, Matchy Marco. And good morning. Should we whisper to Susie in Blanchardstown? Susie, you're currently hiding. Where are you?
I am. I'm in a meeting room behind my office. So I'm pretending to have a Zoom meeting while really I'm playing games on company time.
Does anyone in your office know you're on the radio?
No, I didn't say anything. Maybe they'll be surprised when they hear the playback. But I just have my laptop open. I have my camera open, my headphones on, and I have a stern look on my face as if I'm doing something very important.
Susie, have you ever done any acting before? You're a natural.
No, I do this on the regular, just, you know, when I'm having my TikTok time during my workouts.
Love a little scroll.
Susie, yeah. And come here, Susie, is the radio on in the office at the moment or not?
No, we're not allowed radio in the office.
Okay.
Right. Yeah, so they won't know unless someone's listening on the way to work. But,
This is fine. You were away over the weekend. Where were you?
I was in Manchester. It was 30 degrees down there over the weekend. It was awful. I have to say.
Too hot
for a city, yes.
Manchester's nice great crack, though.
It is. Canal Street in particular.
Yeah.
It's hopping.
It's brilliant fun. And come here, what's the plan now for the warm weather here for the week? What are you going to do?
I think barbecue for the rest of the week in the back garden. Absolutely.
Nice.
Sausages, burgers, a lot.
Oh, Susie, you're living the dream.
Yeah, we'd love to give you a new barbecue now, a robo vacuum cleaner and a Ticketmaster voucher. Who would you like to play Matchy Matchy with, Susie?
Brendan, please.
Oh,
I'm off.
I will see you in a
few. Now enjoy yourself today, Brett. This is becoming a regular occurrence. The tables have turned. Okay, Brendan is leaving. He's gone to the soundproof booth. Let's try and get a Matchy Matchy. Susie in Blanche, pretending to be on a Zoom call. Your first word this morning, race.
Race. I will go with medal.
Race, medal. Your second word, question.
Mark.
And your third word, cork.
Cork, as in the county or the wine thingy?
Just C-O-R-K. I think it's open to interpretation.
I will go with wine. Can I change race to track, please?
Yes, you can. So we have racetrack, question mark, and cork wine. Susie and Blanche, are we locking those in?
We're locking those in.
Love it. Let's fetch Brendan back. A pep in his step now. He's been in that soundproof booth quite a lot lately. Should I be worried? Brendan, hello.
Hello, everyone.
Okay, your first word in Matchy Matchy this morning.
Yep.
Race.
Race. Race track.
Your second word? Question.
Question mark.
And your third word? Cork.
Cork City.
Brendan, have you got a matchy matchy this morning with Susie in Blanche?
Susie.
You were so close.
Oh, were we?
Two out of three. You both said racetrack question mark, but it was Cork that caused confusion. Susie said Cork wine and you said Cork City.
I was going to say Cork board, so we weren't going to get the Cork, unfortunately, Susie, but thank you for playing matchy matchy. Sorry we didn't do it. We're going to send you a 98FM goodie bag.
Thanks so much.
Back to scrolling now, Susie. TikTok time.
Bye.
Bye.
It wasn't to be this morning, but maybe tomorrow we'll get a winner. If you would like to play Matchy Matchy, WhatsApp Matchy 208-77-98-98-98.
Get up. 98FM's Big Breakfast with Rebecca and Brendan.